the things that are put on the bottom of a horse's feet to protect what he calls it?
Horseshoes.
Familiar with any sort of game that's played with those things?
You call it horseshoes. You say you're pitching horseshoes.
Okay. What about the part of the horse's feet that you put those on too?
The hoof.
More than one would be.
Hoofs. In terms of the game, I have heard of quoits. I might just have read it, but I have heard of that. But that's rings, I think, and not horseshoes.
Okay. What about the sheep, the male animal?
It's a ram.
And female?
You.
And what do they have on their backs?
Wool.
Okay. What about these animals that you get ham and pork chops from there?
Pigs.
Any other term?
Hogs.
Okay. What about one... A very small one, just been born, what would you call it?
Piglet.
What about...
That's out of the Wizard of Oz books, but go ahead.
Okay. What about one that's full grown?
Well, that's a hog, isn't it? I use pig very loosely to mean almost anything.
Any intermediate stage?
Now, I've heard shote, but I don't really know what a shote is.
Okay. What about a male hog?
A boar.
And one that's been altered?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, I need to get you to say it anyway.
All right, I will say it. Barrow.
All right. And you would say one that's been altered, you say that the farmer has to do what to it?
Castrate or neuter.
Is that, would you say the same thing for other animals, say a horse, calf, top calf?
I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, neuter, I would say, is probably the polite modern word for it.
Yeah. What about an unbred female hog?
I don't know. A bred female hog is a sow.
And those stiff hairs on a hog's back?
Bristles.
And some of them have teeth, you call them?
Tusks.
What about the things that they eat from?
Troughs.
Or just one you have?
Trough.
Any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
A wild boar.
Anything to say there?
That's all.
Are you familiar with, you know, the nickname for the Arkansas football team? They call them the...
Well, Razorback, but I'm not really familiar with it. No, I wouldn't. I would assume that that's a type of hog, but I don't have any knowledge of it.
Okay. What about the noise that's made by a calf? You'd say, listen to that calf.
Bawl.
What about a cow? Maybe it's hungry. You'd say, listen to it.
Low.
And a horse? You'd say the horse began to...
Well, neigh would be the first thing I'd say. I've also heard nicker, and I've heard whinny.
What about a general term for animals like cows, horses, mules? You say you got a lot of...
I expect I would say animals, although I've also heard stock.
Okay. What about feathered animals like chickens, turkeys, geese, guineas, that sort of thing?
Poultry is the word that came into my mind.
Okay. What about a hen on a nest of eggs trying to hatch something out? What would you call it?
A setting hen.
What about these little, all these wood things that you've probably seen stacked up on trucks with chickens in them, being transported that way? What would you call those things?
Well, I think of crate when you say that.
They have little bars and things like that.
Yes, I still would think crate when you said that. Okay. Although, again, in one of the Wizard of Oz books, we have the chicken whose name was Belinda, I think, in a chicken coop.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about a place where, on a farm maybe, where the chickens are